From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Obama says he'll be putting his signature on the health care overhaul bill passed last night in the House. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the president describes the bill as historic and what change looks like.
Fixing the nation's costly, inefficient health care system has been a top priority for the president. In an effort to build support for the legislation, he's met or talked with lawmakers more than 90 times in the last week alone. His lobbying paid off Sunday when House Democrats narrowly approved the Senate's health care language, clearing the way for the president's signature. No Republicans voted for the bill, but Mr. Obama says its passage is not a victory for any one political party.
It's a victory for the American people. And it's a victory for common sense.
The health care legislation requires nearly all Americans to obtain health insurance, requires insurance companies to provide coverage, and offers subsidies to those who can't afford premiums on their own. The House also okayed a companion bill designed to make various fixes in the legislation if the Senate goes along. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Passage of the health care bill in the House will allow the Obama administration to make sweeping changes in the federal student loan program. NPR's Claudio Sanchez takes a look at what happens next.
With the health care and education bills now on their way to the Senate for its expected approval, House Democrats say the federal family education loan program that relied on private lenders will cease to exist, and beginning July 1, all federal student loans will be issued by the U.S. Education Department. The role of private lenders will be limited to a handful of government contracts for managing and collecting loans. This will save $61 billion. $2 billion will go to historically black colleges, another $2 billion to community colleges. But there's no money for early childhood programs, as the Obama administration once promised. Most of the savings, about $36 billion, will go back into student financial aid, especially Pell Grants for needy students. Also, graduates struggling to pay back their loans will get a huge break. Their payments will be limited to 10% of their adjusted gross income. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Secretary of State Clinton says new Israeli construction of Jewish homes in East Jerusalem threatens Mideast peace efforts. In a speech this morning in Washington to the pro-Israel lobby AIPAC, Clinton said the decision by Israel undermines the ability of the U.S. to help broker a peace.
Both Israelis and Palestinians must refrain from unilateral statements and actions that undermine the process or prejudice the outcome of talks.
Clinton described as rock solid the Obama administration's commitment to Israel's security. At last check on Wall Street, stocks were trading higher this morning. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 48 points. The Nasdaq was up 14. The S&P up almost 5 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Wall Street gets another look at the nation's housing industry this week. Tomorrow, the National Association of Realtors reports on sales of existing homes in the U.S. for February. Analysts are expecting a drop in sales. They typically pick up in the spring months, though. On Wednesday, the latest numbers on sales of new homes in the U.S. are due out. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels are demanding Iran stop what it calls electronic interference with broadcasting and internet access. But as Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, it's not clear what the EU will do beyond words.
In a statement adopted by foreign ministers today, the EU says it's unacceptable that the Iranian government is jamming TV and radio broadcasts into the country, as well as mobile telecommunication signals and the internet. The British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC, and Germany's Deutsche Welle are among those being blocked. In total, some 70 radio and TV stations that broadcast to Iran via the French-operated Eutelsat satellite were jammed last month on the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Ministers say the EU is determined to pursue these issues and to act to end the situation, but their demand does not spell out what measures might be taken if Tehran defies it. That discussion continues. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
More headaches today for airline passengers in Europe. This is day three of a strike by British Airways cabin crew. The airline has canceled more than half of its nearly 2,000 flights since that strike began over pay and working conditions. If the labor dispute drags on, a four-day strike will be launched on Saturday. At Lufthansa, the union representing pilots is calling for a four-day strike in mid-April. That's over pay and job security. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.